Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 12, we read, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made even both of them." And here's an explicit statement. Wherever there's a hearing ear, there you see the handiwork of God. He has made them. Psalm 94. The title of this psalm indicates its theme, "The Lord implored to avenge His people." He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He tells them they're fools, they're like brute beasts. For surely if there are creatures made in the image of God who can both see and hear, seeing and hearing did not originate with man, they originated with God. It's because He is a seeing God, He can make the human eye in man who is His image, that man will reflect a seeing God by being a seeing creature. And God is a hearing God. And because He is a hearing God, He creates a creature that reflects His image and who can hear. The one who planted the ear, shall he not hear? So the human ear, a functioning ear, is a reflection of the image of God and is what this text says, the planting of God. It didn't just grow in some kind of evolutionary process with all of its intricate construction and its amazing function. It was planted. God planned and God structured it in His mind. If we may use the imagery, God went to the drawing table, and it was God who put down all of the various components of the human ear that give us the faculty of hearing.